Lutheran Radio presents Cross Encounters with Pastor George Samuels.
If you go into any kitchen and check the cupboard for the recipe books, I'm guessing you will quickly see which are the favourite recipes. They will be in the books that look the most used, that possibly have scribbling and comments, food stains and dates, so that the pages themselves reveal the use of the recipe. Have you ever heard the quip about a well-used Bible? A Bible that is falling apart is probably owned by someone who isn't. As with health and physical activity, as one gets older, the adage is often, use it or lose it. And that is also true of one's spiritual activities as well. Why? Because faith is living, not static. Faith is relational. It is about following Jesus and not simply knowledge about Jesus. Relationships govern behaviour, and that is true of faith relationships, which are relationships with someone we can't see or hear or walk with, but is nevertheless real while beyond our senses. And I'm not talking about living or dying for an ideal or a concept, something not personal, but the living we do with someone, but in this case, someone hidden from us, which is why we say faith so often. And to help us with the practical living, with our daily behaviour, with our relationship with a hidden God who reveals himself through words, water, bread and wine, the Church developed catechisms. This was material which Christians repeated or sounded again, catechesis, a bit like a cow chewing its cud, instruction. I would describe it as instruction for the head, for the heart, for the hands, and for the mouth, which is pretty much another way of saying for living, what we do day by day. Martin Luther didn't invent the catechism, but instead restructured parts of it and added things to make it something practical to help Christians follow Jesus. In the Lutheran Church, we probably know the small catechism as a textbook for confirmation. And it can happen that when we're confirmed, especially if there is an association between confirmation and graduation, that we put the textbook on the shelf. Who revisits their school textbooks? But the small catechism was always designed to teach the Christian faith, pray the Christian faith, shape our meditation and time with God, define and guide our living in the world Monday to Saturday, so to speak, and also in our personal relationships, especially at home, and still help us share the Christian faith. Yes, actually speak words when we tell others who Jesus is and why we follow him. Martin Luther reordered the sequence. The Ten Commandments, the Apostles' Creed, the Lord's Prayer, so we could hear law and gospel. And he added baptism, confession, Holy Communion, so that we can be comforted and assured that God is talking to us personally. That's for our heads. Then finding ourselves in a relationship with God as his precious child, because of Jesus, we have our daily prayers for our hearts. Then we leave our place of reading and prayer and go out into the day, at home, at work, and in society, and the table of duties guides our behaviour, our relationships in the world. That's for our hands. And questions and answers help us, prime us, to remember, to practice words we might say about the faith, for our mouth. Reading the Bible and the small catechism can become an indispensable part of each day, where we live by faith in those moments and then go out and live the day. It is our life, but we are living it in relationship with Jesus. And so we can wear out the small catechism, as well as the Bible, because the small catechism guides us repeatedly back to engage with God's word, to live with Jesus. Maybe in one way, the small catechism is like a mother, patiently teaching children how to walk, how to speak, how to behave. And we never leave our mums on the shelf. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, In the Word made flesh, we meet you face to face through faith. Guide us through the small catechism to draw closer to you through Christ, hear your law and gospel, be comforted by the means of grace, and live in the relationships you have placed us in this world as disciples of Jesus. We ask this through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all. Amen. This is a bit of a postscript to say that the ELCE has printed a Reformation anniversary edition of the Small Catechism, using our own translation. And if you would like a copy, please contact your nearest ELCE congregation. Thank you.
Love is in the air.
Christ is in the air.
Lutheran Radio UK.